当我们早晨全教会中文英文一同在神面前敬拜的时候
In the morning, when all the English and Chinese fellowship we get together to worship,
我们是在浴场那个勇士在天上啊那个大的敬拜
We are enjoying and this great worship in heaven.
但愿我们早晨预备好我们的心继续领受主给我们的话。
So may we prepare ourselves so we can hear the God's words.
当我们敬拜神想到神的时候
So whenever we worship,
我们对着神的认识通常分成两方面的认识。
So our understanding of a Lord can be divided into two parts.
因为这一位的神他是看不见摸不着。
Because our Lord is untouchable, invisible.
所以我们只能从神的话语中的启示我们来认识神。
So we can only understand God by listening, hearing His words from the inspiration of His words.
神的性情或者说神的属性分成两类。
So we divided God's attributes and nature into two parts.
一类的属性是他不能够传递给我们任何人的。
And part of the attribute is that something he cannot convey to us.
Incommunicable. 神他是无所不能的。
And our Lord is almighty.
他是全能的。
He is almighty.
无限的能力。
He has all the power.
没有任何的限制。
Without any limits.
这一个我们没有。
We don't have this such almighty power.
我们的神他是无所不在的。
And our God is also omnipotent.
同时间在美国也同时间在中国。
At the same time, he is in China and also as well as in the United States.
第三个神他的属性是他是无所不知的。
And also, thirdly, he knows everything.
他知道每一件事。
Everything is in his eye.
知道过去的，知道现在的，知道将来的。
He knows what's going to be happen in the past, in the future, and at present.
我们的神，他是不朽的神，不朽坏的神。
And all God is also immortal.
他是永不改变的。
He will never change.
他是永恒的。
He is immortal.
所以摩西说，从永远到永远，他是神。
So Moses said.To the forever, He is our Lord.
我们每个人都不是从永远到永远的。
We are not came from forever. Can be exist forever.
我们有一天出生，有一天我们就死去的。
We were born on the one day and will be departure this world on.
但是这一位的神，他是永远到永远的神。
Our Lord is forever.
那么这一位的神，他造你我的时候，这一部分不可以传递的属性，他没有给我们。
When he created us, he didn't give us such an incommunicable nature.
另外一部分是他可以传递的。
But something else he can communicate with us.
他造我们的时候，他也放在我们里面。
When he created us, he also put this nature into ours.
我们的神是这个公义的神。
Our God is justice.
我们的神是圣洁的神。
And holy.
他是智慧的。
He's also has full of wisdom.
他是有爱心的。
He's full of love.
他是有怜悯的。
He's also have empathy.
他是有恩典。
He has all full of grace.
他也是蛮有慈悲的。
He also have a lot of mercies.
在你在我的里面，多多少少也能够去反映一点神自己这方面的属性。
And you and me, one way or another, we should be able to be reflection of this nature, these natures.
讲到神的属性，我们也想到耶稣基督。
Whenever we talk about the God's attributes, we also think about the Lord Jesus.
一讲到耶稣基督，你的印象是什么呢？
So what's your impression whenever we talk about the Lord Jesus?
以赛亚53章告诉我们说，这一位的人子，这一位的弥赛亚，乃是一位忧患之子。
In the book of Isaiah, chapter 53, he talks about our Lord is a Lord of sorrow.
他是个忧患之子。
He's a son of sorrow.
好像他来到地上，我们记得的就是他为着耶路撒冷哀哭。
And when we remember that when he come to this world, he feel sorrow for the Jerusalem.
我们讲到神，我们觉得神是很神圣的。
Whenever talk about Lord, we thought he is so holy.
他是 divine.
Divine.
他是这个非常的 严肃严厉的。
He is also very serious and very strict.
好像我们不太记得神的属性里面有一个属性叫做神是喜悦的神，喜乐的神。
Somehow we forgot that there's one of the attributes our Lord has is He is also a God of joyful.
今天早上我们要看的这个题目是天上的大喜悦。
And today I'm going to share with you the topic about the heaven's great joy.
啊，因为在路加福音第十五章这段圣经里面有三次重复的现象，让我们来认识，让我们来得着这个主题。
In the book of the Luke chapter 15, there's three scenarios we can study to understand this topic.
在路加十五章，我们先读两节圣经，然后底下去读啊。我们先读路加十五章第一节、第二节。
Let's first read the book of Luke in chapter 15 from verse 1 to 2.
众税吏和罪人都挨近耶稣，要听他讲道。
Now the tax collectors and sinners were all gathering around to hear him.
法利赛人和文士私下议论说，这个人接待罪人，又同他们吃饭。
But the Pharisees and teachers of the law muttered, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them."
吃饭是一个很高兴的事，对吧
？So eating is a very joyful thing.
是不是啊？
Isn't it?
你们的表情好像就是吃饭是个很高兴的事情。
Eating is a happy thing.
可是有人看见这群人吃饭，他不高兴。
But somebody felt unhappy when they saw Jesus eating with someone else.
等一下我们来说明。
We'll elaborate on that later.
路加福音十五章，我相信你读过的话，记得耶稣讲了三个比喻。
If you remember that in the book of Luke, and Jesus tells about the three parables.
头一个讲到一个牧羊人有一百只羊，结果有一只掉了。
And first he talks about there's a shepherd has 100,000 sheep, but one was lost.
一百只，不是 100,000.
100 thief sheep.
Okay. 他是丢了一只。
But he lost one.
然后呢，这个比喻最后一故事的结尾是第七节，我告诉你们，一个罪人悔改，在天上也要这样为他欢喜，脚比为99个不用悔改的义人欢喜更大。
So the end of this parable is the verse 7. I tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent.
第二个比喻，耶稣说的有一个富人有十块钱，丢了一块钱，他就点起灯，打扫房子，找着那块钱，他就欢喜了。
The second parable is about the rich person who has 10 coins. He lost one. He searched for that. When he found that, he was very happy, joyful.
那么第十节就是第二个比喻的最末了一节。他说：“我告诉你们，一个罪人悔改，在神的使者面前也是这样为他欢喜。”
So the verse 10 is the ending of this parable. In the same way, I tell you, there's a rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents.
第三个比喻，耶稣说的是一个父亲有两个儿子，结果这个儿子呢，小儿子成了浪子。那么，后来呢，他回家了，回了家了以后，父亲就招着左右邻舍一同和他欢喜。
The third parable about the person who has two sons. His youngest son was lost. When he returned home, the father gathered all the neighbors together to celebrate.
所以在十五章的三十二节。那里说，只是你这个兄弟是死而复活，失而又得的，所以我们理当欢喜快乐。
So the verse 32, but we have to celebrate and be glad because this brother of yours was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.
这个三节圣经我所列出来的第七、第十、三十二有共同点。
So these three passages, verse 7, 12.And 32, they have the same thing in common.
请问是什么
？What are the common things they all share?
请问是什么
？What is?
哦、oh, ，欢喜 ，rejoice, right?
Rejoice.
还有什么？喜乐是欢喜一样嘛，对不对 ？They're the same thing. Happy and rejoice, they're the same thing. Okay. 还有什么？ 悔改
and repent.
所以第七节，一个罪人悔改。
A sinner repents.
啊，第十节，一个罪人悔改。
And verse 10, sinners who repent.
啊，那么这个孩子是死而又复活，失而又得的。
And this son was lost and is found alive again.
好，今天呢，我们看见这一个比喻的更把这个喜悦，把天上的喜悦扩大了。加深了。
So one parable after one parable, we see, and the rejoicing was magnified.
The scope of joy, right, enlarged. 啊，我们可以看得见这个范围。他说呢，一个罪人悔改，天上要这样为他欢喜。第七节。
So we see the scope of the rejoy was enlarged in the verse 7. A sinner repents, rejoicing over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent.
第二个，一个罪人悔改，在神的使者面前也是这样为他欢喜。
And a sinner repents in the eyes of the angels, it will be joyful.
不单是天上的神喜悦欢喜，天上的天使加入在那里一同的欢喜。
Not just our Lord will be joyful in heaven, also angels will rejoice, rejoicing.
有一天，所有蒙恩的人在天上，已经在天上的人看见地上有一个罪人悔改，他们也在那里一同加入那个欢喜。
And someday, everybody in the heaven, if they see a sinner repents on the earth, they will also join the rejoicing.
所以我们看见围绕着神的宝座的就是天使。这些得救的，这蒙救赎的这个圣徒们，在天上一同的喜悦。
So we see those angels, these saints, those who saved, sitting around our Lord, they rejoicing together.
所以我们看见神不但是一圣洁、公义、严厉的神，神也是一位喜悦的神。
So our Lord is not just of justice and righteousness; He's also a Lord of joy.
啊，所以喜悦是你和我，我们生命中的一部分。
So joy is also part of our nature.
那么我们说这个喜悦从哪里来的？
So where does joy come from?
啊，我们受造之物，从神自己创造我们以后，我们的这个喜乐喜悦是从哪里来的？
So we as the creation of the Lord, where does our joy come from?
啊，我们看见罗马书十四章第十七节告诉我们说，因为神的国不在乎吃喝，只在乎公义、和平，并圣灵中的喜乐。
And book Roman and chapter 14 verse 17, for the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
而保罗告诉我们说，我们今天在神的国里有喜乐，是圣灵赐给我们的。
Paul told us that our joyful was given by the Holy Spirit.
啊，是从神那里领受过来的。
We received this joy from our Lord.
保罗在我们又打出来哈，这个罗马书十五章十三节，他说：“但愿使人有盼望的神，因信将诸般的喜乐充满你们。”
And verse 15 and chapter 15 verse 13, made all the people will receive this joyness.From the Lord.
啊，神他有那一个诸般的喜乐充满在我们里面。
And Lord will fill us with all kinds of joy.
那你也记得当大卫犯罪，他在神的面前向神认罪，诗篇五十一篇里面告诉我们的。
And also when David committed sin as reflected in the Psalm 51.
大卫因为犯罪就失去了救恩中的喜乐。
Because he committed a sin, he lost the joy of the salvation.
所以大卫的诗篇五十一篇说，求你，求神恢复他救恩之乐。
So, David asked the Lord to restore his joy of salvation.
所以我们在地上呢多这个想到怎么样自己能够有快乐，有乐子。
So on the earth, we should learn how to be joyful.
但是今早上我们要看一看神的喜悦。
Let's see together what's the God's rejoice.
看看什么让神喜悦。
What makes God rejoice?
啊，我们看见我们的神是一位喜悦的神。
We know that our Lord is a rejoicing Lord.
什么叫他喜悦呢？
What makes King rejoice?
啊，我们回到旧约来看。
Let's back to the Old Testament.
在旧约的申命记第三十章里面这样告诉我们。
So in the book of Deuteronomy, verse 30, the chapter 30.
告诉我们说在申命记二十八章如果你们遵守我的诫命你们就居上不居下作首不作尾你们就出也蒙福入也蒙福。
In the chapter, Deuteronomy, chapter 28, if you respect me, you will be saved up and down and you will blessed all the time.
那么到了第二节他说你和你的子孙今日照我所吩咐你们的回转到神面前来全心顺服他然后呢主就要把你们从被掳之地带回来。
You and your future generation, if you obey me, and we, I will bring you back to, bring back to you.
这个第三节就告诉我们，那时耶和华你的神必连续你，救回你这被掳的子民。耶和华你的神要回转过来，从分散你到万民中，将你招聚回来。
Then the Lord your God will restore your fortunes and have passions, compassions on you and gather you again from all the nations where you scattered.
那么在第九节第十节他说你若听从耶和华你是神的话谨守这律法书上所写的诫命律例又尽心尽性归向耶和华你的神他必使你手里所办的一切事并你身所生牲畜所下的地土所产的都绰绰有余因为耶和华必在喜悦你降福于你像从前喜悦你列祖一样。
Then the Lord God will make you most prosperous in all the work of your hands and in the fruit of your womb, the young of your livestock and crops of your land. The Lord will again delight in you and makes you prosperous, just as he delighted in your fathers.If you obey the Lord your God and keep his commands and decrees that are written in the book of the law and turn to the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul.
所以什么叫神喜悦呢?
So what makes the God rejoice?
就是当人回转的时候。
It is when we as people returned.
当我们,
repent.
当我们回头到神的面前。
When we turn back to our Lord.
当我们一个失丧的人再一次被神恢复过来的时候
When the lost person was restored by the Lord
不单是历史中间摩西这样告诉我们
Not just historically Moses told us
先知以赛亚也是这样告诉我们
And our Isaiah also told us the same thing
以赛亚书62章
And book of Isaiah chapter 62
先知就告诉说犹太人的救恩神关乎他们的他不再沉默
and they talk about the salvation to the Jews and Lord will not be silent
他说当他公义如光发出来的时候他的救恩如明灯发亮
so when his justice come out the light, just comes out his salvation will be as bright as the light
然后呢第四节说你们必不再称为被撇弃的你的地也不再称为荒凉的你却要称为我所喜悦的你的地必称为有夫之妇因为耶和华喜悦你你的地也必归给他
No longer will they call you deserted or name your land desolate but you will be called Hephzibah and your land Beulah for the Lord will make delight in you and your land will be married
这个英文的Hephzibah这个没有翻译出来中文就把它那个意思翻译出来就是有夫之妇。
The Hephzi refers to the woman who married. The man who married.
Woman has a husband.
Woman has a husband.
神怎么喜悦以色列的百姓像丈夫喜悦妻子一样呢?
So the God delighted in Jewish people just like a husband delighted in his wife.
第五节就告诉我们少年人怎么样娶处女你的众民也要照样娶你新郎怎么样喜悦心腹你的神也照样喜悦你。
And verse 5, as a young man marries a maiden, so will your son marry you. As bridegroom rejoice over his bride, so will your God rejoice over you.
所以你看见说神对着以色列的百姓他不但要管教不但这个吩咐他们而且神也喜悦。
So Lord not just only discipline his people, but also rejoice over his people.
那么我们看见先知以赛亚这样告诉我们，神的喜悦是当以色列百姓回头回转的时候。
So the Isaiah told us that, and the Lord rejoiced over His people when they returned.
先知耶利米也告诉我们。
And in the book of Jeremiah,
耶利米书三十二章三十七节，神说：“我在怒气、愤怒、大恼恨中，将以色列人赶到各国。”日后我必从那里将他们招聚出来，领他们回到此地，将他们啊使他们安然居住。
And chapter 32, I will sure gather them from all the lands where I banished them in my furious anger and great wrath. I will bring them back to this place and let them live in safety.
啊，我们看见以色列百姓果然在历史中间遭到被掳，遭到被分散到全世界各国，有的到了这个阿富汗，有的到了中国啊等等这些的历史的记载。
So we see this historical documentation when the Jewish people was deserted and scattered over all the nations, some in China, some in Afghanistan.
但是日后神要把他们从那里召聚出来，领他们归回此地，使他们安然居住。
But someday, and God will bring them back to this place and let them live in safety.
39节说，我要使他们彼此同心同道，好叫他们永远敬畏我，使他们和他们的后世的子孙得福乐。
And verse 39, I will give them singleness of heart and action so that they will always fear me for their own good and the good of their children after them.
为什么以色列百姓在历史中间分散到全世界各地方去啊
？Why Jews was scattered over all the nations？
因为他们彼此不能同心了。
Because they don't have a single heart。
啊，他们没有这个 united 啊，这个 heart and mind 啊，他们分开了。有的说啊，我到中国去好了；有的我到阿富汗去好了；有的我到这个其他欧洲其他地方去好。你看他们的心是分散的。
Because their heart was separated and do not are not united. Some went to China, some went to Afghanistan, some went to European countries.
一直到神自己的作为，神把他们再带回来，同样的一个心，我要回到原来的地方，我要回到神所给我们的应许的那个地方去，哎，他们的心就同心了。
Only after God brought them back to the places He promised to them, and they have the singleness of heart.
然后你再读41节。我必欢喜施恩于他们，要尽心尽意诚诚实实将他们栽于此地。
Then move on to verse 41. I will rejoice in doing them good and will assured upon them in this land with all my heart and soul.
以色列人亡国了2500年。
And the kingdom of Jewish kingdom was destroyed for 2000 years.
当他们1967年独眼将军戴阳打回到旧城耶路撒冷的时候，他摸着这个西墙跪在那里，带着以色列的散兵在那里祷告说，神呢，从此以后我们绝对不再做奴隶。
When in 1967 the Israeli general Dayan, and he lost one eye in the war, he fought back to the old city of Jerusalem. He kneeled down and touched the wall of Jerusalem.
啊，他说我从此绝不再做亡国奴。
And he said, I will not be lost my country anymore.
神把他们重新栽于此地。
And God planted them again in this land.
哎，你看见他们回来了，他们回到神的面前，神自己带他们回来，他们就再一次啊，看见神欢喜了。I will rejoice. 啊，神欢喜了，这个人就欢喜了。
And God brought them back to the Jerusalem, and God rejoiced, and they rejoiced.
那你看过摩西的话，看过以赛亚，看过耶利米，这还不止于此。你再看看旧约倒数第四卷的先知叫西番雅。
And not just the Moses and Isaiah and Jeremiah and the last four chapter of the Old Testament and Zephaniah.
第三章第十四节，西安的民呢应当歌唱，以色列呀应当欢呼，耶路撒冷的民呢应当满心欢喜快乐。
And see, my daughter of Zion should shout aloud, O Israel, be glad and rejoice with all your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem.
啊，第十五节，为什么欢喜呢？耶和华已经除去你的刑罚，赶出你的仇敌，以色列的王耶和华在你们中间， 你必不再惧怕灾祸。
So why did they rejoice? And verse 15, the Lord has taken away your punishment. He has turned back your enemy. The Lord, the King of Israel, is with you. Never again will you fear any harm.
所以他们西安的民能够欢喜快乐。
So the people, the daughter of Zion will rejoice.
他们回来了。
They return.
神除去他们的罪恶。
And Lord has taken away their sins.
赶出他们的仇敌。
And they have taken away their enemies.
耶和华回到他们中间。
And they are with Lord.
The Lord is among them. Alright?
Lord is among them.
Okay. 然后第十六节，当那日必有话向耶路撒冷说，不要惧怕，西安呐，不要手软。
On that day they will say to Jerusalem, do not fear, O Zion, do not let your hand limp.
耶和华你的神是施行拯救、大有能力的主，他在你中间必因你欢欣喜乐。默然爱你，且因你喜乐而欢呼。
The Lord your God is with you. He is mighty to save. He will take great delight in you. He will quiet you with His love. He will rejoice over you with singing.
所以我们看见我们的神，他不但是严厉的审判的神，他也是一位喜悦的神，喜乐的神。
So our Lord is not just the Lord of punishment. He is also a Lord of joy.
西班牙书说我默然爱你。而因你喜乐而欢呼。
And the Zephaniah said, He will quiet you with love. He will rejoice over you with singing.
在地上啊，家里面呢，你父母亲爱你，或者夫妻彼此相爱。可是相爱是相爱了，可是不是默然的。
So on the earth, the parents love kids and husbands love wives, but their love is not quiet,
一面爱你，一面叨叨唠唠，天天叨叨唠唠，叨叨唠唠的。
At one time they love you, but at the time they talk a lot.
They will criticize or they will not quiet. 他们不会默然。
They're not quiet.
可是现在这一位的神喜悦百姓的时候，他的审判已经过去了，他不再这个像以西结书里面讲的说，在恶人中间呢，我没有喜乐。
In the book of I'm not rejoice among the sinners' enemies.
在死人中间我没有快乐。
I'm not happy among the dead.
但那是先知以西结说的话。
And this is the words from the Ezekiel.
Yeah, prophet Ezekiel.那么你看见说神在这里说我默然爱你。
Here Lord said, I will quiet you with my love.
主耶稣在马太福音二十五章讲，有一天他回来的时候，在他的面前他有大摆宴席。
And Lord Jesus in the book of Matthew talked about when he returns, he will have a great banquet.
所有属神的儿女在他的面前如果是忠心良善的仆人。
And all the God's children, if they are the honest and sincere,
这个神说你要进来享受你主人的什么？主人的什么？快乐。
It will come and enjoy my rejoice.
所以我们的主不只是在天上，以赛亚书里面讲的，我们的主不只是一位忧患之子。
So, in the book of Isaiah, it says that our Lord is not a son of sorrow.
他也是一位喜乐的神。
He's also a Lord of joy.
有一天他要邀请，如果你是忠心的 ,faithful, 你是良善的，你是这个 full of goodness, 你要进到他面前来和他一同享受他的快乐。
If you are faithful, you are full of goodness, and Sunday you come and enjoy, the joyness.
耶稣在地上最后大祭司的祷告，在约翰福音十七章十三节。
So in the book of John and verse chapter 6:17,
主耶稣向父祷告说：“现在我往你那里去，我还在世上说这话，是叫他们心里充满什么？充满什么？我的喜乐。”
And Jesus prayed to the Lord, "I'm coming to you now, but I say these things while I'm still." in the world so that they may have the full measure of my joy with them.
所以我们认识这一位的神呢、啊、但像今天早上你如果从来没有听过从来不知道神的性情属性的里面除了他的审判除了他的公义圣洁还有他是一位喜乐的神喜悦的神但像今天早上读了这么多经文你心里面能够记住了能够看见了我们的神是一位喜悦的神。
So this morning, if you're the first time, you never heard about our Lord is not just the Lord of punishment, the holiness and justice, He's also a Lord of the joyful.
It's okay, it's okay. 我很喜乐，所以你看我的出汗。
I'm very joyful, so I sweater.
所以不得不把一件衣服脱了。如果你喜乐的话，你也可以脱。我请问你们。主耶稣上十字架的时候他是哭的伤心的流泪的在那里钉十字架他还是喜乐的。
So when Jesus was crucified, was he happy, joyful, or,
yeah. 请问你相信耶稣上十字架的时候他是痛苦的伤心的还是你相信耶稣上十字架时他是喜乐的两个选择题第一个耶稣上十字架伤心痛苦的在十字架上挂
着 So the two choices, first of all, do you believe that he was sorrowful, painful when he was crucified?
第二个这个当他在十字架上他是喜乐的
And second choice, he was joyful
相信耶稣基督是十字架上是伤心的痛苦的举手
So the first choice, if you agree with the first choice, raise your hand.
第二个呢，相信耶稣上十字架的时候他是喜乐的举手。
And second choice, he was joyful when
那你们那些不举手的，你们是到底是哪一个？你们相信哪一个
？Do not make choices.
他喜乐了，你看到没有？看看圣经上怎么说。
So let's read the Bible.
希伯来书十二章第二节
And book Hebrew chapter 12 verse 2
仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣他因那摆在前面的喜乐就轻看羞辱忍受了十字架的苦难便坐在神宝座的右边
Let us fix our eyes on Jesus the author and the perfecter of our faith who for joy set before him endured the crossScorning his shame and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
钉十字架很痛苦的。
It was very painful being crucified.
可是耶稣基督呢，为着摆在前面的喜乐，他忍受了那个痛苦。
So for Jesus, for the joy set before him, he endured the cross.
什么是那个摆在前面的喜乐呢？
So what is the joy set before him?
乃是失丧的人回头到神的面前。
This is the joy of the lost person returned to the Lord.
一个罪人悔改到神的面前。
So a sinner who repents returned to the Lord.
不单悔改的罪人自己喜乐，天上天使天君都加在一起，加入在那个喜乐的行列。
Not just the joyful for the person who repents, and all the angels and on the heaven they join the rejoice.
我们活在地上。天天在那儿找乐子，在天天在那里找什么事情能让我们喜乐。
On the earth, we tried every effort to enjoy ourselves.
但是我们是蒙恩的人，我们是神的儿女，我们跟世界上的人找快乐，应当有分别。
So we are the blessed people. We should be different from those people on the earth.
什么叫我们喜乐
？So what do you mean we rejoice?
What makes us joy?
What makes us joy?
乃是神喜乐的时候，我们喜乐。
And when Lord rejoice, we rejoice.
这是路加福音十五章。
And this is the book of the Luke chapter 15.
这个路加福音十五章呢，给我们看见耶稣讲到的这个三个故事。
And three parables and told by Jesus.
事实上就是一个故事。
It's all about one story.
这个故事就讲到神怎么喜乐。
And talks about how.What makes a Lord joyful?
这里讲到有一百只羊丢了一只。
And 100 sheep and one sheep was lost.
牧羊人把99只放下来然后去找那一只。
And the shepherd and set about the 99 and go to
searching for the lost one. 找到了以后把它带回来。
When he took the lost one,
然后呢他就邀请他 他的亲朋好友一同和他来庆祝，一同来喜悦。
He invited his friends and neighbors to celebrate.
第一个故事讲了七节圣经。
And the first parable covers about the seven verses.
第二个故事讲了这个三节圣经。
And the second parable is about the three verses.
第三个故事从第十一节到三十二节。
And the third parable covers from the verse 11 to verse 32.
可是这三个比喻中间你看见就是一个比喻。
All these stories actually come, talks about one parable.
都讲这五件事情。
Five things.
啊，失去的。
Lost.
寻找他。
And seeking.
找到了他。
And found.
带回来。
Brought back.
然后一同庆祝。
And celebrate together.
那我们知道在圣经里面呢，耶稣讲的比喻一共三十多个。
And Jesus talked about the more than 30 parables.
一讲到比喻啊，我们要看见比喻有三个 C， 英文的 C。
Whenever we talk about the parable, it includes three C.
第一个叫做 clarity， 清晰。
First of all, clarity.
第二个是它里面的中心性 centrality.
And secondly, centrality.
第三个是它的复杂性 complexity.
And thirdly, complexity.
啊，这里我们看见说呢，我们先来看看第一个很清晰。
Let's first talk about the clarity.
耶稣讲的这个比喻里面讲，一个牧羊人有一百只羊。
And in the first parable, and a shepherd has 100 sheep.
他丢了一只。
And he lost one of them.
他放下99只去找那一只。
He put aside the 99 sheep and went to look, search for the lost one.
啊，找到了那一只，然后就带回来有一个庆祝。
He found one and took them back and celebrate.
一个富人，他有十块钱，丢了一块钱。
A woman have 10 coins, he lost one coin.
啊、
She lost one coin.
打扫啊，点灯啊，找到了，然后邀他的朋友、邻居一同和他来庆祝。
He tried a lot of, she tried every effort to find them and she invited all the friends, neighbors to celebrate.
啊，一个父亲他有两个儿子，有一个儿子做了浪子，那么有一天这个浪子呢回头了，父亲就邀着全家人、邻居一同和他庆祝。
A father has had two sons, one of them was lost, but Sunday he returned, the father invited all the friends, neighbors to celebrate.
当时的人明白这个故事。
And the people at that time understood these parables.
2000年以后的我们来读的时候，我们也懂得这个故事。
And 2000 years later, when we read these stories and parables, we all understood.
你一辈子没丢过东西的举手。
Does anybody here never lost anything in your life?
我们都丢过东西，对不对？
We all lost something.
我都希望能够找得着。
We all want to get it back.
所以很清楚。
It's very clear.
找到了以后欢喜庆祝。
When you found them, we celebrated.
第二个，中心性。
And secondly, centrality.
这个路加福音呢，很有意思。
And the book of Luke, the parables in book of Luke are very interesting.
路加福音一共24章圣经。
Altogether 24 chapters.
啊，路加福音24章可以分成三个段落。
You can divide the whole book of Luke into three sections.
第一个段落呢，是路加第一章到路加九章五十节。这一段的圣经主要记载耶稣在加利利那一带所发生的事。
And the first part from the chapter 1 verse 9 to chapter 9 verse 50, it documents the stories and what happened to Jesus in Galilee.
第二个是路加第九章五十一节到十九章四十八节发生在犹大地所有的故事。
And the second session from the chapter 9 verse 51 to chapter 19 verse 48 and talks about the Jesus story in land of Judea.
Judea. 啊，第三个呢是路加福音第二十章到第二十四章，那就是末了了，发生在耶路撒冷所发生的事。
And chapter 20 to 24 is about what happened in Jerusalem.
第一个阶段是耶稣降生，然后耶稣开头在加利利所有的服事。
And the first section covers Jesus' birth as well as and he started his work in Galilee.
啊，那一段呢可以说是一个引言啊，一个引言。
These are all the prelude,
introduction.、
啊、
那么第二个段落呢？有第九章啊，一直到十九章，这十章的圣经。
So the second session from chapter 9 to 19, all 10 chapters,
从北边的加利利，耶稣到了南边的犹大地，在那里所发生的事。
And Jesus moved from the Galilee in the north to the land of Judea.
在这十章圣经里面，路加福音里面记载，耶稣讲了二十个比喻。
Among this, during these 10 chapters, Jesus talked about the 20 parables.
他从各个不同的这个地方、不同的时间啊，在那不是按照时间的顺序，但是耶稣整个一共讲了二十个比喻。
It is not documented chronologically, but at a different point of time, different places, and Jesus gave us 20 parables.
啊，那是讲到耶稣基督国度的教训。
And talk about the lessons from the kingdom.
很有意思的是，讲的二十个比喻中间，路加福音十五章刚好在这十章圣经的最中间。
And very interesting, among these twenty parables and the chapter 15 is just in the middle of these 10 chapters.
那可以说是耶稣侍奉的最高点。
And this is the climax of the Jesus service.
啊，这不是巧合的。
It's not just happened.
我想这是圣灵的特别的设计。
It is maybe designed deliberately by the Holy Spirit.
所以你看耶稣的比喻的里面最高点在路加福音十五章。
So the highest point, the climax is actually at the chapter 15.
然后我们来到第三个读比喻的时候要注意的就是它的复杂性。
And third aspect about the understanding parable is its complexity.
我们要知道耶稣讲的比喻它是有层次的。
And the parable was told by multiple layers.
啊，它有不同的层次。
It was told by multiple layers.
第一个层次讲故事。
And the first layer is the story itself.
啊，牧羊人跟羊。
And the shepherd and his
妇人跟掉的钱
and the woman and he and her money
父亲跟儿子跟产业
the father some and the property inheritance
那么这些的故事呢不是一个杜撰的
and these stories are not invented
啊是很简单的
but they are simple stories
很直接的
very straightforward
是日常生活中间都碰见的。
And most of us will experience these stories.
所以每一个人都可以认同的。
Everybody will recognize these stories.
第二层乃是这个比喻中间耶稣讲他的道德讲他的伦理是什么。
And second layer is the ethical implications of these stories.
耶稣说这个牧人他有一百只羊结果呢一只丢了他把九十九只放下来去找那一只。这个合理吗这个对吗这个他做的是合道德吗
So Jesus said a shepherd had 100 sheep, he lost one, he set up a 99 one and go to find the lost one. We will think, is this story reasonable, logical?
那么whether what he did is right or wrong.、
Huh? What he did is right or wrong.
这个妇人有十块钱掉了一块钱结果呢他生活中间所有的都停下来了停摆了就去点灯就去找那一块钱这件事情他做的对吗他做的正确吗
A woman had 10 coins, she lost one, he stopped everything in his life and tried to find the lost one. Did she do things right?
父亲有两个儿子。
A father had two sons.
小儿子把父亲的财产就先要过来了然后花尽了一切结果后来呢没有无路可走了还是回家吧。那么父亲呢却为着这样的一个儿子宰了肥牛然后邀请人来。父亲做的对吗
?And, the younger son lost all the inheritance he received from his father. And he was in poverty, he has nothing to go.He has nowhere to go, and he returned. The father was rejoiced. He invited all the neighbor friends to celebrate and set a big banquet to celebrate.
这是读比喻的时候第二层我们需要理解的。
And this is the second layer of parable we need to examine.
第三个是神学上的这一层。
The third one is theological.
耶稣是把门徒从所知道的带到他们所不知道的。
And Jesus brought his disciples from unknown to known.
从日常生活中所知道的带到圣经里面，神学就是圣经，就是神的知识，带到圣经中间，什么叫牧羊人呢？ 什么叫妇人呢？什么叫父亲呢？圣经里面的含义是什么？我们要明白。
And brought the story from their daily life to theological layers. Theology is about the knowledge of the Bible.
第四层乃是基督论。
The fourth one is Christological.
Christological 就是这个故事比喻中间基督在哪里？
And that is the what is the role of Jesus in these parables?
啊。失羊、失钱、失儿子，然后呢，我们看见说，这里所说到的一切，基督在哪里呢
？So lost the sheep, lost the son, lost the coin. So what is the role of Jesus in these parables？
那所以我们要看见说，读比喻的时候呢，我们一定要去问这四件事情。
So we need to understand these four layers about the parable.
好，现在呢？我是准备路加福音十五章，不是今天就跟你们讲一堂就完了的，所以我今天是开头啊，我还要继续跟你们讲。
So today is just the beginning of the book of Luke. I will continue my teaching in the future.
为着让我们明白知道主耶稣讲这个比喻它里面的意义啊，我们先来看看这里面的背景，就是十五章的第一节和第二节。
So to understand the deep meaning of these parables, let's begin with the context of this parable. That is the book of Luke chapter 15 verse 1.
众税吏和罪人都挨近耶稣要听他讲道。
Now the tax collectors and sinners are all gathering around to hear him.
然后呢法利赛人和文士知道了就私下议论说这个人接待罪人又同他们吃饭。
The Pharisees and teachers of law and saw it and they muttered, this man welcomes sinners and eats with them.
耶稣开始讲比喻，路加记载下来了，把这两节当时发生的事在耶稣讲之前加在中间让我们认识。
And before Jesus talked about his parable and Luke documented what happened before his parable.
耶稣跟谁吃饭呢？
And who did Jesus eat with?
耶稣跟谁在一起聚集呢？
Who did Jesus get together with?
乃是税吏和罪人。
And tax collectors and the sinners.
法利赛人和文士啊，是以色列人中间的宗教领袖。
And Pharisees and teachers of law are the religious leaders of Jews.
他们应当是明白圣经的。
They are well understand the Bible.
They're supposed to.
They're supposed to.
他们应当是知道神的话的。
They're supposed to understand God's words.
可是他们呢？在这里所表现的却是跟他们所应当知道的完全相反。
But what they behave is not in accordance with what they are supposed to know.
法利赛人和文士轻看耶稣和罪人。
And they,
轻看税吏和罪人。
And the Pharisees and the teachers of law and look down the tax collectors and sinners.
那这不是第一次了。
It's not happened for the first time.
已经是有传统有历史可循了。
They had a tradition of doing that.
一再发生的。
It happened again and again.
同样在路加福音第五章你看有一个人叫做这个利未或者叫马太他呢就招了他的同事同样是收税的人一起来吃饭然后请了耶稣在他们中间。
Chapter 5, And the man called Matthew, he invited all his friends and all the old tax collectors, they invited Jesus to eat with them.
法利赛人就跟耶稣的门徒抱怨说你的夫子为什么跟这些人一起吃饭呢
And Pharisee complained, why did you eat with these, the sinners?
意思就是我们法利赛人绝对不会跟他们在一起吃饭的。
They are trying to say, we as Pharisees will never eat with these people.
对着法利赛人而言他们这样的一个表示这样的一个说法是一种炫耀。
And they actually show up their attitude.
啊他们炫耀他们是这个懂得圣经的啊炫耀他们是懂得传统的。
They try to convey that they are understanding the Bible, they understand the tradition.
他们是懂得律法的。
They know the laws.
他们是纯洁的，他们是这个圣洁的，而税吏和罪人是不洁净的。
So they are holy and they are clean, and these tax collectors are sinners or not.
在法利赛人这帮犹太人的眼中，什么是税吏呢
？So in their eyes, what are those tax collectors?
这些税吏是犹太人
，and these collectors are Jews too.
花了一大笔钱从罗马人那里买了这个收税的权利，然后呢讹诈同胞，从同胞的口袋里面把 拿钱。
They spend a lot of money for getting the taxing authority from Roman officials, and later they extra more money from their fellows.
他们是坏事情的共谋者。
They are the accomplice of these sins.
他们是最坏的卖国贼。
They are the worst betrayers.
在法利赛人、犹太人的眼中，他们是整个犹太人社会中间低下又低下的人。
Among the Pharisees and teachers of law, these tax collectors are the worst of the worst among Jews.
犹太人有任何的社交活动的时候，这些税吏不许可他们参加的。
So in any social events, then Jews will never invite these tax collectors.To come.
同样是犹太人，但是他们做了卖国贼，做了税吏以后，他们不许可进入会堂。
And they were considered as betrayers and sinners. They were not allowed to go into the synagogue.
啊，他们是不洁净的。
They are unclean.
他们一点都不可以参加任何的社会活动。
They cannot participate in any social event.
啊，你记得说这个路加福音第十九章啊，耶稣到了耶利哥去。
In the book of Luke in chapter 19, and Jesus went to the Jericho.
然后呢，有一个个子矮的人爬上一棵树啊，他要看耶稣，你记得吗？
A short person and climbed up the tree. He wanted to see Jesus.
啊，他爬上这棵 sycamore tree 桑树上面的时候，耶稣抬头就看见他了。
When he climbed up the sycamore tree and Jesus saw him,
耶稣说。撒该下来，今天晚上我要跟你住在你家里头。
And Jesus said to him, "Please come down, Zacchaeus. I'm going to live in your house."
啊，那么他们就私下就议论，耶稣竟住到罪人家里去了。
And Pharisees and talked privately, and Jesus is going to live in the sinner's house.
啊，他们认为耶稣是贪食好酒的人。
They think that Jesus enjoys drinking and eating.
就耶稣不是个贪食好酒的人。
He's not a man of drinking and eating.
啊。法利赛人是这样的，对着税吏啊啊，把他们跟娼妓啊，跟罪人呢、啊、归结一列的。
And the Pharisees they put the tax collectors into the sinners and the prostitutes.
我要教你们两个希伯来文。
I need to teach you two Hebrew words.
这个法利赛人跟文士是抄圣经的啊，是解释圣经的。在希伯来文，他们这些人叫做 Haborim。
And the teachers of the law are those people the copied the Bible. Pharisees and the teachers of law in Hebrew, there's a word they call them Haborim.
他们自己说他们自己是 Haborim.
They call themselves Haborim.
就是他们是犹太社会中间宗教世界上面的精英分子。
They are elites in the religious community.Among Jews.
啊，他们自认为他们懂得律法。
They believe that they know the laws.
他们遵守安息日。
They obey the feast, obey the fast.
Sabbath.
Sabbath.
那么这个税吏和罪人呢，在这一帮这个 Haborim 的眼中看他们是什么人呢？
And among the Haborims, the tax collectors and sinners, who are they?
这里我把儿童主日学的那个画片呢，我把它 scan 下来了。你看见坐在那里的是个税吏，在那是要收税啊。这后面站着两个罗马的兵丁，然后有路人过来经过这个关口的时候，在那里交税。
So I brought the picture I scanned from the children's Sunday school. You see the picture. These taxpayers are sitting.There, behind him, there's two Roman soldiers. Whenever a person passed by, they have to pay the tax.
这一些税吏和罪人啊，是 Amharets.
And tax collectors and sinners are called Amharets.
那些 Haborim 宗教的精英分子看见这一些税吏和罪人的时候呢，是远远的躲开的。
And those and religious elites and Haborim, when they saw this.And tax collectors and sinners, they keep the distance from them.
犹太人他们有这个拉比的教导。
And Jesus were taught, the Jews were taught by their rabbi.
这个拉比教导他们有规矩的。
And rabbi told them how to behave.
他们说这个罪人、恶人呢、 不能跟他为伍，连带他来靠近律法都不可以。
And they said, let not a man associate with the wicked, not even to bring him nearer to the law.
他们觉得他们自己就是律法。
They believe they are representing.
如果这些罪人恶人呢，如果靠近他们都不可以的。
They cannot even bring these sinners nearer to the law.
耶稣啊，你是教导律法的，你怎么可以跟这些恶人为伍呢？
And Jesus, you are teaching, how could you be accompanied with these sinners?
跟罪人在一起不可以，更不要说跟他们一起吃饭了。
Not just being with these sinners, not even you cannot eat and drink with them.
这个吃饭呢，对犹太人讲是一个大事情。
And eating is a big thing for Jews.
犹太人他们律法里面一直告诉他们说，这个吃饭的时候要注意什么是洁净的，什么是不洁净的。
And their law teaches Jews when they eating, what are these clean food, what are these unclean.
而且在吃饭的时候，他们要注意你在一起吃饭的时候有没有这些 amharas 进到你们中间？如果进来的话，你要跟他们隔开。
And they also told their people must be watchful during the eating with their, if there's any amharas come, they have to avoid.
法利赛人很小心他们吃什么。
And Pharisees are very careful about what they eat.
而且呢他们怎么做怎么煮这些食物他们也非常的很小心的。
They also be very careful on how they cook this food.
他们从来不跟罪人在一起吃饭。
They never eat with sinners.
只有一次例外。
Only one exception.
路加福音十四章他们跟请了一个得着水谷。病就是肚子啊胀起来的一个妇人呢，请他来到跟他们一起吃饭。
Only in the book Luke chapter 14, they invited a woman with a sick woman to eat with them.
他们说这个妇人呢，肚子会胀胀大大的，一定这个人是不洁净，一定这个人犯罪的结果。
They say that this woman was seriously sick because he is a result of her sins.
他被咒诅了。
She was cursed.
但是你。这个法利赛人怎么请这个人来一起吃饭呢？
How did the Pharisees invite this woman to have dinner with?
法利赛人的心不好啊，他们也请了耶稣来。
They also invited Jesus.
他们就要看耶稣在安息日会不会治这个妇人的病。
And they want to see whether Jesus will actually heal this woman.
那么他们觉得耶稣不该在那个宴席上面。
And they think that Jesus is not supposed to be at this banquet.
那么然后呢耶稣医治了妇人以后他底下就讲到说天国有个宴席。
And after Jesus healed this woman, they began to talk about that there's a banquet in heaven.
天国的宴席不是单单请你们这些宗教的精英分子。
The great banquet in heaven will not, is not just to introduce, invite these your religious elites.
乃到街上去请那些贫穷的、瘸腿的、瞎眼的、那些、心里面害怕的那些人来、来参加宴席。
And they're going to invite those the people in poverty and crippled and the blind and those in fear to join this great banquet.
神邀请的人进入他的宴席是你们这些法利赛人所不愿意邀请的。
And God wants to invite those people to join the banquet, and those people you are not going to invite them.
然后耶稣就讲到说，这个地凡是有耳的就应当听。
For those have ears should hear.
法利赛人不愿意听。
But Pharisees didn't want to hear.
文士不愿意听耶稣讲的。
And nor did these the teachers of law.
然后到了第十五章。税吏和罪人要听主耶稣的话。
And then the book 15, the chapter 15, the tax collectors, the sinners are hearing Jesus' words.
哎呀，你看见说这些法利赛人和文士啊，他们真是像主耶稣在马太福音23章讲，他们是假冒为善的人。
And just as Jesus told in the chapter 23 of the Matthew, and these And Pharisees and teachers law are hypocrites.
他们是一帮自义的人，他们是一帮这个骄傲的人。
They are arrogant. They are self-conceived.
他们自己觉得说他们懂得神国的律法。
They believe, they understand the kingdom's laws.
啊，他们有许许多多复杂的拉比的教训，他们遵守。
They follow and obey the very complex teachings given by their rabbis.
他们吃东西的时候特别的要注意啊，如果那个食物不能分成十份的，不能够十分之一奉献的，他不可以吃的。
And they cannot eat any food which was divided into 10 shears because it's about the contribution.
The tithes, the food cannot be tithed. 他们吃这个绿豆啊，是这个吃第一个豆，一直吃到第九个豆，第十个就不可以吃了，因为第十个要在放在奉这个拿到圣殿里面去奉献给祭司们吃的。
So when they're eating green bean, they can only eat up to the ninth. The tenth, they cannot take it.
耶稣说，在马太福音第23:23，你们奉献薄荷、茴香、芹菜十分之一，可是更重要的是，是那个公义圣洁，你们倒不去行。
In the book of Matthew, chapter 23, verse 23, it talks about the you make all the contributions and obey the laws, but you do not obey the my words.
啊，他们在吃饭的时候很注意谁跟他们一起吃饭。
They're very careful about who they are eating with.
就是法利赛人一同在餐馆里面吃饭，他们也要遵守他们这些拉比的这些的传统，这些的教导。
Even they eat together in restaurant, they have to strictly follow the teachings of their rabbis.
在餐馆里面啊，一个人喜欢吃肉，在那里正在大吃啊，在那里享受啊吃肉。
In restaurant, the women often enjoy eating pork.
另外有一个人呢，在那里很享受的吃这些cheese, 吃这些乳酪。
Another one enjoy eating cheese.
这个吃肉的人一看见他那吃乳酪，赶紧走。
And those who eat meat, whenever they see those who eating cheese, he was left immediately.
因为拉比的这些教训呢，这个 Babylonian Talmud 啊，就是这些塔勒木那些的拉比解释这个圣经，说圣经里面讲了啊，你不可以吃这个羊羔啊，放在母羊羔的奶里面煮过的这个羊羔，你不可以吃，就是肉跟奶类不能混合在一起。
According to the Talmud teaching, you cannot teach both the meat and the milk.
You cannot eat it together.
You cannot eat together.
所以呢，你的脑子里面看见那个人在吃 cheese， 你的脑子里面已经想着说：“哎呀，我在吃肉，我已经不洁净了，我已经犯了这个了。”哎，你看他们真的是在许许多多的这些的，他们误解圣经。
And whenever they saw people eating meat, they saw that it's already unclean. They misunderstood the teachings given by the Bible.
为什么法利赛人不愿意跟这些税吏罪人为伍呢？
Why did the Pharisees and teachers law were not to be with those tax collector sinners?
因为他们说诗篇第一篇讲不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路啊，这是有福的，不做罪。这个亵慢人的作为。
Because in the chapter 1 of the sign talks about it will be blessed if do not to be company with the sinners and the sinners.
啊，然后他们也误解驱牛箴言第一章啊，很熟悉的，不要与恶人同行。
And also they misunderstood what they said in the do not be walk with those sinners.
以赛亚书52里面讲不要沾不洁净的东西。
And do not touch those unclean things in the book of Isaiah.
这些自以为是宗教界的精英曲扭圣经断章取义，因此累积下来在他们的解经的拉比解经的 Mishnah， 在他们的这些的塔勒木的里面都记载了，他们就一直传统守这个传统。
And these religious elites, they misunderstood the Bible teachings and understand out of the context. Over time, they accumulate a lot of false teachings.
那么法利赛人家里面他要打扫的时候，他找谁来替他们打扫房子呢
？So when they want to clean their house, who are they going to employ to do the cleaning?
啊，他们找这些税吏罪人，找这些这个低社会中低下层人替他们来打扫。
They have those sinners, those people with lower social status to clean the house.
他们说你找了一个妇人替你家在那里磨地，他在那里磨的时候呢，这个你家里面是洁净的，他一停工，他一放手，因为他是不洁净的，在你家里你就不洁净了。
For example, they had a woman, unclean woman to clean the floor. He had to keep going that if he stopped her, they would say, he become unclean, your house will become unclean.
他们不可以跟这些罪人买东西。
He cannot buy things with these sinners.
哎呀，总之你如果去看他们这些拉比的这些繁文缛节这些的教导，你真是可笑又可笑。
If you look at these stories or red tapes performed by these rabbis, it will become very ridiculous.
他们自以为他们懂得圣经。
They believe they understand the Bible.
他们以为他们代表神。
They believe they are representative of the Lord.
可是他们离开神的心好远好远。
But their heart is far away from God's heart.
基督徒，弟兄姊妹们，我们懂得圣经，对吧？
And brothers and sisters, we as Christians, we do understand the Bible.
我们懂得圣经，就叫我们比世界上其他的人更圣洁吗？更尊贵吗？
Because we understand the Bible, are we much holy or cleaner than the other people?
我们只是来到神的面前，唱唱诗，心里面开心，见到我们的认识的弟兄姊妹，在那里交通，就聊天，我们快乐吗？
We come together, we sing psalms, and we read the Bible, we communicate fellowship with our brothers and sisters. Are we joyful?
啊，当我们听见最高法院6月26号宣告说每一周同性恋都是合法的时候，啊，我们在那里指手画脚，我们在那里批评这一切。
So when we heard the Supreme Court ruling on June 26th, and the gay marriage was illegal for all the states, do we criticize them and do we talk about this?
你有为着这一些在我们眼中看是罪人的人，他们能够得救，能够蒙恩，为他们祷告吗？
Did you pray for those what we believe are sinners? We pray that they will be saved. They will be saved.
你相信神愿意拯救他们，神也爱他们吗？
Do you believe and Lord actually and want to save them and they Lord love them?
还是我们来到神面前，我们每一个礼拜来聚会的时候，我们只想到怎么叫我快乐，怎么叫我满足。
Or we just thought about whenever we get a meeting together in the morning, we just think how we should joyful.
求主让我们看见这里讲到的施羊啊，施钱跟施儿子的比喻的里面，你我在其中。
We pray, Lord, make us understood the role we can play in these three parables of lost sheep, lost coin, lost son.
我们不以每个礼拜天我能够来到礼拜堂坐在椅子上为满足。
We'll not be satisfied if we only come to the church every morning sitting there.
我们有没有想到天上有喜悦？
We should think about there's a great joy in heaven.
当天上看见有一个罪人能悔改来到他的面前的时候，天上喜悦。
And heaven will be take in great joy when they saw a sinner who repents.
这些懂得圣经的法利赛人和文士，自己进不去神的国，还拦阻别人，不让别人来进来。
Those Pharisees and the teachers of law, they do not only prevent other people from entering the kingdom, they cannot enter the kingdom either.
你我的喜乐建立在什么上面？
So what are the basis we can lay our joy on?
除非天上喜乐，你我不会有真的喜乐。
Unless the people in heaven joys, we will not have a true joy.
除非人跟神有真正的和平，我们在地上不可能有真正的和睦。
Unless we have a true peace with the Lord, we will not achieve the peace among us.
我今天就先把这个引言说到这里。
Today I'm just talking about the introduction.
你们八月底有传福音的聚会。
You have the gospel meeting in August.
但愿主把天上的喜乐，天上为什么喜乐， 让我们明白，让我们也愿意啊，跟主耶稣一同去寻找，一同去把人找回来。
May Jesus teach us the give us how our heavenly joyful, so that Jesus and I will work together to look for those people.
我们听见最高法院这样的宣布，我们真是觉得说美国进了监牢。
And when we heard that the Supreme Court the ruling, we will believe that the whole country, United States, was in jail.
我是70年代初来到美国的。
I came to the United States in 1970s.
美国不是越来越美。
And the United, American is not become much more beautiful.
美国不是越来越和睦，越来越人跟人相处和睦。
And the United States is not marching towards more harmony and peace.
美国是越来越把你带到监牢里头去。
And the United States brought you more back into the jail.
堕胎成为合法化是70年代的事情。
And abortion was legal in 1970s.
然后现在这个同性恋成为合法化。
And gay marriage was legal.
婚姻是神所设立的。
And marriage was set by plan designed by the Lord.
人把神所设立的抓在人的手里，由法院来定规。两个爸爸，两个妈妈是 OK。纽约市的 Rainbow Education 啊，早就在70年代、80年代的时候就陆陆续续开始了。
And the decision was given to the court, and they decide the rule that two fathers, two mothers are legal, and Rainbow Education they started in back to 1970s.
我们基督徒不是单单来到美国享受我们的自由，享受我们的快乐。
We as Christians would not only come to the United States to enjoy our happiness and freedom.
我们是一帮体恤天上快乐的人。
But also we are the people who experience the heavenly joy.
否则你就是基督教徒，你就是一帮最自私的人。
Otherwise, you're just a Christian and who is very selfish.
Religious believer.
Religious believers.
那你去拜庙里面的和这个佛有什么两样，对不对？你去求就是我 I, my, me, myself.
So what are the difference if you just go to the temple to worship this Buddha? So you just by be yourself.
基督徒乃是换了心的人。
We as Christian, we changed our heart.
我们的心已经从石心换成了肉心。
So we change our stone heart into a fresh heart.
从我们一个自私自利的心被神自己扩大了，被神自己充满了，被神的喜乐充满在我们里面。
We turn our selfishness into being filled by the God's love and grace.
求主把天上的喜乐常常充满在我们里面。
We pray that the God give us His heavenly joy.
当我16岁信主，17岁参加青年的夏令会，听见我带去的同学他信了主了，我出来跳起来了，我告诉人说：“哎，我的同学信主了。”
I was saved in at the age 16. At the age at 17, I brought my friends to the gospel meeting, and when we heard that they were saved, I was so joyful. I jumped up.
你多久没有看见你的朋友、你的亲人信主，有天上的喜乐充满你？在那个，你多久没有那个经历了
？How often haven't experienced the heavenly joy when you see your friends and were saved？
恐怕我们一讲到传福音，我们就想的是讲员的事情。
Whenever talk about the gospel meeting, I think this is the job of the preacher.
我们是。这些事的见证
We are the testimony.
我们活在地上是为着叫别人借着我们能来到神面前
We are living in this world. We want God to use us through us that other people can come to the Lord.
求主怜悯恩待他的教会
We pray that God have mercy on us, His church.
我们说主来的日子近了
We say that the God's coming word, the day God coming is near.
因为世界的恶已经满了。
Because the world is saturated with evils.
耶稣回答说，我不能听你的祷告。
And Jesus responded, I cannot listen to your prayers.
我还不来。
I haven't come.
因为得救的人数还没有满足。
Because there's not enough people who were saved.
还有许多人在他恩典的门外。
Many people are still out of the gate of, this, of the blessing, of grace.
主仍然要差遣我们去找迷失的羊。
And Lord still wants us to find the more lost sheep.
去找丢掉的那一个有价值的那一块钱。
And to find this lost coin.
但愿我们能够跟主同心。
And hope that we can be in the same heart with our Lord.
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们谢谢你主啊
Lord we thank you
你总是把你的话很清楚地告诉我们
You always speak your words to us in a very clear way
你把这些比喻故事说给我们叫我们更多明白你的心
You tell us these parables so that we can have a better understanding of your heart
求主让我们以你的心为心
We pray that God will have our hearts as the same with yours
求主除去借着每一次传福音除去我们那一个小信那个自私的心
And each gospel meeting we hope that the Lord will remove our little faith
求主用你的大爱充满我们
We pray that you will fill us with your great love
让我们能够感受你自己对着这个罪恶的世界你的焦急
And so that we can experience your anxiety about this evil world.
主啊，让我们有你的爱，有你的心。
So that we can have your heart, have your love.
不让我们像法利赛人和文士一样。
So that we'll not be like those Pharisees and teachers of the law.
只是对着别人指指点点。
We just always criticize others.
主啊，但愿我们愿意与他们交通。
And Lord, we can communicate with them.
但愿我们能学习你一样的爱他们
And we can learn how to love them as you love them
奉耶稣基督的名
And we pray in Jesus' name
Amen, Amen.